This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burke. The first women's march of the Biden administration headed straight for the steps of the Supreme Court Saturday, part of nationwide protests that drew thousands to Washington and other cities to demand continued access to abortion in a year when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. Thousands of women filled a square near the White House for a rally before the march. Many waved signs that said, "Mind your own uterus," "I love someone who had an abortion," and "Abortion is a personal choice, not a legal debate," among other messages. Some wore T-shirts that simply read, "1973," a reference to the landmark Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. Other demonstrations are underway across the United States. The Supreme Court justices returned to the courtroom in Washington Monday after 18 months away due to the coronavirus pandemic, with conservatives holding a 6-3 majority. It's the first full term with the court in its current alignment. President Joe Biden is acknowledging frustrations as Democrats strain to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and salvage a related public works bill. As Biden left the White House for a weekend stay in Delaware, he pledged to do everything he could to get the two pillars of his domestic agenda passed into law.
Biden's going to work like hell to make sure we get both these passed. I think you will get them passed. Okay. I'd be on the phone with them a lot, maybe meeting with some.
Days of frantic negotiations this past week could not advance the bills. The president refrained from laying out a new deadline, but did say he'll soon travel around the country to promote the legislation. This is VOA News. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry said Saturday he thinks enormous progress can be made at the upcoming U.N. climate talks in Scotland, but more governments must come up with concrete commitments in the next 30 days. Kerry was attending a preparatory meeting in Milan where delegates from around the world sought to identify where progress can be made before the U.N. climate change conference starts in Glasgow October 31st. The Vice President of the European Commission, Frans Timmermans, said the climate crisis and the threatening ecocide are the biggest threats that humanity faces.
We've seen unpredictable weather patterns that destroy harvests and kill the livelihoods of farmers across the world.
The 12-day Glasgow summit aims to secure more ambitious commitments to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, with a goal of keeping it to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. Georgians voted on Saturday in highly contested municipal elections to elect 64 mayors and members of city assemblies. A total of 43 political parties have registered for the vote, where the ruling Georgian Dream hopes to secure its dominance. The European Union brokered a deal in April to ease a political crisis between the ruling Georgian Dream Party and opposition groups, including Georgia's former president Mikhail Saakashvili's United National Movement, the second biggest political force in the country. However, the temperatures rose Friday when Saakashvili was arrested upon returning to the country. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said Saturday he was retiring from politics. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Today, I announced my retirement from politics.
A shock announcement, as Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said on Saturday he was calling time on his career in politics. The move fueled speculation he was clearing the way for his daughter to run to succeed him, despite her filing for re-election as mayor. Duterte had been expected to run for the number two job, a plan which most Filipinos see as violating the spirit of the constitution, which sets a one-term limit for the president. Political analysts say it's crucial for Duterte to have a loyal successor to insulate him from potential legal action over the thousands of state killings in his war on drugs since 2016.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.